Empress Eve is here today, telling you what she's got to say. Empress Eve, Empress Eve, Empress Eve is here today. Hello, 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 beautiful peoples. It's a happy new year, January 2021. I hope you're having a good day. I hope you're having a good time. I hope I'm getting carried away because it's a brand new energy. It's a brand new year. Hello, welcome to The Beijing Empress, both views on relationships and current affairs with me, Empress E. And I tend to talk about whatever I feel like talking about, really, but I try to keep it within the bounds of the title and description. So I thought today I would talk about a very interesting subject. I know you find it interesting out there. I know that lots of people have been affected by it. I know that it's been happening much, much more since people had the internet. Because before, people did it, but it wasn't as easy to do it to so many people as it is now. And what am I talking about? Of course, it is in the title. Yeah, click on the title so you already know. But I'm talking about love bombers, love scammers, gaslighters, and narcissistic types. I'm here to ask any of you, have you been love scammed? That's a topic, right? Has anybody out there dealt with a love scammer? Because that is what I like to call them. You can name them all the things in the world, but when you come right down to it, it's just a love scam, right? If they're not capable of love, if they're not sincere, if they won't get your money from you, if they're trying to get something they shouldn't be getting, whether it's sex or something else, like these cheaters, pretending that they're single, they got family somewhere, and they're coming to you pretending you're their one and only, it's a love scam, you know? So I just thought, we all been through some version of this, and maybe some of you out there have been guilty of being the guilty party, if you know what I'm saying. Have you been a love scammer yourself? We can talk about you a bit later, man, directly to you. But for now, we're talking to the ones that has experienced the other end, where they've been scammed. So I thought I better do a bit of research, because, you know, these things are important to get right. I know that people talk about narcissists a lot, that they date narcissists. I thought I better go find a definition of a narcissist so that we all on the same page, you know? So I look at and I find this description about narcissistic personality disorder. And they say that this disorder is one of several types of personality disorders. It is a mental condition in which people have an inflated sense of their own importance, a deep need for excessive attention and admiration, troubled relationships, and a lack of empathy for others. I bet we know some leaders of the free world and the not so free worlds that got lots of narcissistic leadership going on. I'm not naming no names because we all know we're talking about UK, US and all the other countries. We all know we're talking about. But in terms of our personal relationship, now, when you're dealing with somebody who ain't got no empathy, who needs excessive admiration and attention, who already have an inflated sense of their own importance. Now, if you coming into that person world, you there for a simple function, it seems to me. Your function is to make them feel good about themselves. Your function is to allow them to be in control of the situation. Your function is to not question them or challenge them in any way, because you can trigger them. Your function is to big them up constantly, give them compliments constantly, tell them, yes, there, you're right there, of course there. Where was I without you? What could I be without you? And if they like to look good, you probably better look good too. Because if you don't look good, they ain't going to be happy about it. Because you're there to represent their magnificence. Isn't it so? So I know out there, there's people out there that have to play the trophy person, husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, for these types. There's people out there that went into a relationship strong, 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 confident people. And by the time this person get done with them, they lost all their confidence. They lost all their sense of self. They're so busy scrabbling around, trying to get the attention for themselves every now and again. Trying to get some feeling of the love that they had when they first met this person. Because we all know, if you've been involved with these kind of people, that they hook you in first. Any relationship that has a dysfunction, that people stay in long past the point they should have left, is because somebody hooked you in first with either love bombing you, which is lots and lots of attention all the time, admiration for you, constant desire to be close, whether that's physically or on the phone, lots of phone calls, lots of text messages, lots of emails telling you they adore you, that they can't get by without you, that they're leaving you nice love notes. These are the techniques, you know, that they do for people to hook them in. So you gone in now. You hooked in, you got your prince charming or your princess charming. You've been sucked in. You're feeling good about yourself. And so when they start acting up with their narcissistic behaviors, you already hook. You're like, what did I do? What did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong? It was so wonderful. It was the most perfect relationship in the world. I must be crazy. And when you start to tell the person, you know, it seems like things have changed between us. Like, you don't pay me as much attention. And, oh, Lord, when you start calling them that and telling them these things, they're going to gaslight you now. No gaslighting we're talking about. We had narcissism, we got love bombing, and we got gaslighting. Gaslighting, where they tell you what you think you know is not what you know. What you know is happening is not happening. What you feeling, you don't have a right to feel it. That you're being too moany, too naggy, too negative, not intelligent enough. You can't comment on things like that. I am the person. I am the person in charge. So it's over time now, everybody feeling like they're losing their confidence. And if it's a long time, they probably get like they're losing their mind. Because you got a combination of a love bomber, a narcissist, and a gaslighter. That is a conflated sense of what the hell is going on in my life, right? I ain't lying. So you've been through that, right? Anybody out there that listening now, you've been through something like that. But these people are very, very good. You don't even notice sometimes you're in a toxic relationship because they're so good at what they're doing. They're so good at putting the focus back on them and what's right with them and what's wrong with you. You don't even notice. I know I had a situation like that. It took me, years. I mean, I wasn't with them all the years. But it took me years to go back and go, that was a toxic relationship. How I did not even notice I was being undermined, treated like I was a fool. Because the person was so charming. Even when they're undermining you, they're smiling. You started to think like you crazy. I mean, I got out of it, but I'm telling you, it took me a while to look back and go, that was a master manipulator. I didn't even know. Because when you're a kind person, a kind-hearted person, you don't know. You don't use those techniques. You're very upfront. You're straightforward. You know what you want. You're honest about your feelings. You open up your heart. You want to experience love. And then somebody come in who don't have the capacity to love. And they look, target. Target, bullseye, target. And they find people like we out there, you know. So we just have to toughen up. But I wonder if any of you out there experienced that. You know, when you're meant to feel like you're crazy. You don't even realize the relationship toxic. You don't even realize how much of yourself you're giving up until you feel like a broken shell. We now have to fight to get out of the relationship. The quicker you get out of it, generally is when you're somebody who already had lots of self-esteem. You know, even if they try to knock you down, break you down, brock you down, as we say, you still have some sense of self that go, I don't even care if I'm wrong. This don't feel good to me. When that turning point come, this person, this narcissist, this love bomber, this love scammer, oh, we haven't talked about the money scammers. You know, the one that come and use the love bombing and the gaslighting to come and take your money, take your property. We all know that going on out there. These people, good at what they do. They will research your online profile. They will talk to you and looking for clues about what you like and what you don't like. And then they start becoming the person that they think you want. And they start speaking a language that they know gonna hook you in. All the same techniques. They might want a different outcome, you know, but they all use the same approach. They understand who you are. They play the role of what you think is the ideal person. You start to believe you found the love of your life. It feels too good to be true.
Because it is.
And then
they bam ya. Boof, bam, boof, bam.
You feel like you can't take no more cause the very thing that make you feel so good. Now your bank account empty. They got the deeds to your house. They got your children. You don't know these people capable of anything. And you feel like a fool. But you're not a fool. Let me tell you now, you is not a fool. You is a loving person with a good heart who didn't happen to trust yourself, who didn't happen to trust your feelings, who didn't happen to trust your gut, who didn't listen to your own sense, who believe you deserve to be treated badly. All those kind of things playing out, because otherwise they can't have no power over you, over me, over nobody. So I'm here to tell you, if you're still going through it, and you got somebody in your life like that, right now, and they always make you feel like you're wrong, like you don't behave good enough, you don't cook good enough, you don't sleep good enough, you don't make them feel good enough, you don't big them up enough, and you always feel like you're always apologizing, walking on eggshells, never knowing when they're going to kick off, what you're going to do to upset them next, and then they come back and give you some more love bombing just to keep you hooked in. Trust yourself. You ain't wrong. You're not crazy. These things happening for real, for real. Yes? Can I get a hallelujah, amen, ashe, and any other epithet people that use when they say, here, you agree with this? Yes. Okay. So my friend, even more, I want to share something with you lot now and give you a little platform. And then we're coming back and then you're going to talk directly to you narcissists, love bombers, love scammers, money scammers, and gaslighters. Because I got a few choice words and I think you could learn something. Okay? Okay then.
Hi, Eve here. Yes, I'd like to tell you a little bit about our new audio course called Have You Been Love Scammed? And it's for people who have suffered at the hand of or fallen for a scammer or a narcissist and have lost faith in the power of love. Their hearts feel broken and bruised, and maybe they feel embarrassed and ashamed and even too suspicious to even think about loving again. So the course is there to help you reclaim your power, to clean up the emotional mess that relationship left behind, and give you some tools to begin to heal that broken heart, to reclaim your dignity, and to believe in yourself again, and even to start to release some of the guilt or shame or anger or fear that you may be feeling around love. So if you'd like to begin to heal your story about love, then please come to youdeservealifeyoulove.com. And just click on the link at the top of the page where it says, Have You Been Love Scammed? Okay, back to the show. Thank you for having me and enjoy the rest of the show. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Eva Moore. Yes, go find out about that if it interests you. It's only there if it interests you. Nobody around here want you to do nothing that don't feel good to you. You don't feel manipulated by nothing here. It's youdeservealifeyoulove.com. If you find it interesting, but if you don't, do it. That's how we work around here. So let me talk directly to my friends out there, me narcissistic, love scamming, gaslighting, love bombing, money scamming friends out there. Hello, is I Empress Eve. I want to tell you something. I hope your ears pricking up and listening, cause this is coming directly from my heart to your heart. Okay? So the first thing I want to tell you people is that one of the reasons you just do the things you do is because you don't like yourself. Actually, you don't like yourself. Your self-esteem is very, 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 very low. You need to manipulate people into loving you and caring about you if you're a narcissist because you don't believe you're worthy of love in the first place. Now, we could go back to your childhood and find out who made you feel like you're not worthy of love, who messed with your head so much that you think the only way to be loved is to manipulate and control people. We could do that. But you already know what happened, man. You know, either your parents didn't give you any boundaries and too much freedom and let you get away with all kinds of madness, or they abused you in some way emotionally, physically, and you carrying those wounds deep, deep, deep. And how you learn to feel safe in the world is to make sure you in charge, you in control, you are only around people who make you feel good about yourself, who you can manipulate, who you could control, who you could target and undermine them to keep boosting your self-esteem. But the problem with that approach, my dear, is that it is never enough. No amount of boosting will make you feel any better than you do at your core. Your whole core is broken up in strengths. Your whole core is saying, love me, love me, love me, love me, love me no matter what I do. No matter how badly I behave, I know I hurt you. I know I'm doing it deliberately. I know I lie to you. I know I'm doing it deliberately. I know I behave badly. And I want you to love me anyway. So you out there truly just seeking unconditional love. But you hide it, you mask it with your own self-defense mechanism. You know? Nobody who is certain about themselves, confident in themselves, love themselves wholeheartedly, needs to manipulate or control anybody about nothing. There's nothing to control. The only thing you need to control is yourself. The only love you need is from yourself, and then you allow that love to be reflected back to you from the outside world. That is true love. The only people that can give you unconditional love is yourself and the creator, the higher self, the divine intelligence, your own inner world. That's where it needs to come from. You is the source of the unconditional love. It don't come from nobody else, my dear. You got to love yourself wholeheartedly. So you don't have to go out there abusing and manipulating and controlling people just so you can feel good about yourself. And the rub is, you never feel good about yourself. Anything can knock you off of that pedestal. Anybody calling you out, telling you the truth about what you're doing, not complimenting you enough that day, you're fragile, man. Your ego is fragile. If you're one of the cheaters out there that you feel the need to manipulate people, man or woman, into being with you knowing full well you're not committed to them, you're afraid of commitment. Why are you afraid of commitment? Because there's opportunities now to be polyamorous, be open and clear. I just want to be with multiple people. And you go find multiple people who like that kind of thing. But if you're doing it on the down low, you're cheating, you're hiding it, you're lying to everybody concerned, it's because you don't believe you are capable of commitment. And why you don't believe you're capable of commitment? Because you don't believe you're lovable, you don't believe people are to be trusted, you don't trust people with your heart, and if you don't give your heart fully, then you can't be hurt, you know? You could call it love. You could say, I just love two people, man. I just love three people. How many you got? Could just say, I love them all. and I don't want to have to choose. You don't lie to people you love. You don't deceive people you love. You don't undermine people you love by telling them that there's something wrong with them because they don't believe your lies. That is not love. If your parents had loved you like that, would you feel loved? No. If they constantly lied to you, if they told you they was going to be somewhere that they weren't going to be, you grew up insecure. That might well be what happened to you for all I know. But be honest with yourself. You're cheating because you don't trust somebody to be there truly, and you're frightened of getting your heart break. You're fragile. Have we noticed the team listeners? Fragile. Fragile egos control and manipulate and dominate and undermine others. I know we all got aspects of this in our personalities. I'm not lying. But the ones that look at it and work on it and own it and admit it are not out there abusing people. Because they got the strength. They build up themselves, their true self-confidence, their core beliefs that say, I don't have to hurt nobody to get what I want. They have no desire to be manipulated, and they don't have no desire to manipulate. So if you're out there trying to get money from people, for example, from people that you consider vulnerable, because those are your targets if you're a money scammer, who pretend to be a love scammer, and you're so good at what you do, because admit it, you could do research, you could get into people's psyches, you could get them to do what you want them to do if you get them vulnerable enough and then trusting in their own wisdom enough. You have skills, my friend. You have skills that could make you lots of money legitimately. It wouldn't be any hard work. You could do all kinds of things with the skills you got that would make you money legitimately and not leave a wake of chaos. But you don't believe in yourself. You don't believe you have what it takes to make that money legitimately. Because it can't be because you say it is hard work and I don't want to work hard. Because if you're making money illegally, it's hard work too. If you're working yourself down to the ground to work on this person and that person, learn what they want, tell them what you're going to give them, learn about their needs, do all this, pay them so much attention. That is time and energy, man. And when you've done that one, you got to start a new one. That is more building up, more energy, more drain that you're going to have to do. So you can't tell me because it's too much hard work to do it legitimately. It's because you don't believe you can. You don't believe in yourself. You don't believe you could do it in a wonderful way. Make more money than you could ever make without scamming people. And I'm telling you, there's a new way if you want it. But first, you got to admit you don't believe in yourself. And you've been lying to yourself about why you're doing what you're doing. I'm just telling you people the truth. I will not lie to none of you. Yeah? So, I think we cover all the topics there. I'd like to hear the feedback from this one. If there is any, you could always leave a voice message at anchor.fm/Eve-and-more, YVE-AMMORE. And we could play some of those messages if they come in. Yes. So I think we covered that. I want to remind you both sides, the scammers and the scam. Self-love is everything. Self-awareness is everything. Self-acceptance is everything. And accountability, personal accountability for your action is key. Because that way, you can't be scammed by nobody with bad intentions for long. And if you're scamming people, it can't feel good to you. I don't care what version it is. Gaslighting, narcissistic, love bombing, money scamming, it's the same thing. You can't do it. You have integrity in your heart and in your spirit. So I can leave you all now with a song from Eve-and-more called Summer's Gone. And it's called Summer's Gone because it's a song about people who've been in love relationship, allow themselves to feel down, to be manipulated, to be undermined. They're not doing that no more. Summer's gone now, my friend. There's a wind of change. So I think it's an appropriate song to end with. So happy new year to all of you. And I want to thank all the new listeners. I looked the other day and there's somebody from Australia too now. There's Australia, Belgium, Aruba, Trinidad, Canada, UK, America. I tell you, man, it's a nice feeling, you know? So I can see you next time, next Friday. The show's on Fridays now. Till next time come, I love you all, scammers and non-scammers alike. Like cooked food, but do better, scammers, do better. Okay, Empress Eve out. Bye-bye.
Some summer's gone.